Then Yeshua went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour is near, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer." The master knew what was coming. He knew this was the time appointed for him, the time that his blood would be spilled and he would experience a violent, horrific death for the salvation of the world. Let's not whitewash this. His sacrifice was brutal, vicious, and bloody. Just consider Isaiah's prophetic description of it in chapter 53, verses 5 through 7. "But he was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening for our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging we are healed. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to slaughter, and like a sheep that is silent before its shearers, so he did not open his mouth." 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 through 19 says, "You should be aware that the ransom paid to free you from the worthless way of life which your fathers passed on to you did not consist of anything perishable, like silver or gold. On the contrary, it was the costly, bloody, sacrificial death of the Messiah, as of a lamb without defect or spot." He suffered a torturous, violent, sickening death, and knowing that this would be his fate, what was his response? He cried out to the Father, full of grief and sorrow, "If it's possible, Father, take this cup from me." What cup? The cup that holds the blood of the covenant that is poured out for the forgiveness of sins, the blood for our atonement. "Take this cup from me, Father. I don't want it. Take it away." The master said, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." This is the ultimate in self-denial. With the promise of humiliation, torture, and death at his doorstep, the Master Yeshua laid aside his own will, gave up his own life to obey the will of the Father. Consider Paul's observation of Yeshua's selfless act and what it should mean to us as his disciples. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. "Your attitude should be the same as that of the Messiah Yeshua, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the execution stake." The master humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, and made himself nothing. He emptied himself. When we think of emptying ourselves, we think it means, as I mentioned earlier, to rid ourselves of sinful thoughts and sinful deeds.